All right, what's your full name?
Patricia Severo Thomas.
And you live in the Lafitte?
2213 Lafitte.
Tell me about what did you do yesterday? What was the action that you took part in yesterday?
Well, we wanted to, it's not girls behaving badly. We wanted to do housing behaving badly. You know, we invited the contractors out to see the houses, that the houses wasn't messed up. Yeah, it was a host, you understand, but they didn't pull off hostess too by telling us that we would be able to go back in our units and leaving us with nowhere to stay and leaving me living in a deplorable house. I wasn't angry or appalled at all. I was tickled that they did that because that showed that what y'all say is messed up is not messed up. And Renegan, I don't think you were sick. I think you need to see the doctor.
Yeah, so this was a way to show that what HUD is doing is cruel.
HUD is
a hoax and is a lie.
HUD, which one? HUD, which one of the HUDs? The real HUD or the other HUD?
The real HUD.
The real HUD is a poor excuse for people.
Yeah.
Because you took houses from people that is houses that is still livable.
Yeah.
And you know, you're telling us all these lies. Then you wouldn't let us in our apartments while the media is down here. So I want to show parts of the world what y'all doing and have done to us.
Now let's be real clear. So yesterday in the Times-Picayune, they wrote up an article and they said that you and other housing residents were duped into thinking that HUD is reopening apartments and that this was a cruel joke perpetrated on you. And now were you duped by these guys who were impersonating HUD, or were you in on this, right?
Yes.
And so explain to me the strategy was what? This
Let
was to shame
you,
them.
It was to shame them.
Yeah.
It was to shame them into being a part of all these killings and murders with the levee breaking and them saying they're not at fault with them shutting us out of our homes that's visible to live in, leaving us homeless, sick, and dying. You know, it was, they didn't hoax me, brother.
Yeah.
I was there all the while.
She told me.
And I didn't care. You know, I just wanted to, you know, for the people to come see. Now, some of the people that came see was from out of town. So whether they looked at me being host or not, it's going to be seen on television. And I spoke to some people from Russia.
Yeah.
So prepare yourself. I was not host into doing nothing. I was not appalled. I was happy. I was eating barbecue chicken, potato salad, pork and beans, ribs, bread. They had water, cold drinks. At least if they did tell a hoax, they paid for it. FEMA ain't giving you nothing.
One more thing. Explain. Okay. So they brought in all these contractors, right? Tell that story again.
Man,
and what did the contractors say?
You see, this man ain't from the project, but this man could feel what was going on with people in the project. So he went to one of the bigger meetings and invited the contractors out there, because I was at the meeting. I thought the man was real.
Yeah.
You did. But then she told me that no, it's not real, but we just want to call it and we want to let HUD look like the pigs they are, the killers, the murderers. They are. You understand? They don't even need to be in office. They need to re-elect resident council out of each and every development, discluding Miss Cynthia Wiggins, because she's been there for her community. And I think, you know, Mr. Jamal know a little more about the Sample North, and Sample North has been out here real in the Survivor Village. They've been here.
But when they invited all these contractors out to Lafitte yesterday, and they said to these contractors, the fake HUD people said to these contractors, what would it take to reopen this development? What did those contractors who know
they
what
say,
it would really
let
say?
Let me tell you, they say it would take less than what it costs. 30% of what it costs to put them iron gates on to fix them houses, because we clamped up ladders and looked into the upstairs unit, and they was like, oh man. And if it was a hoax on me, it was a hoax on them too. But we still laid in a barbecue chicken, like I said, potato salad, pork and beans, ribs, bread.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
To conclude, what should happen at Lafitte?
They should just open up the houses and just go ahead on with their foolishness. You know what I'm saying? They've been letting people in their houses to look into their houses, but not since they knew that people was going to be in their mind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That they told us that we can't get in our units for a whole week. They want the contractors and stuff to leave, but that was the only way we was going to get the contractors to stay, you know, come, because they're going to be leaving in a minute.
Yeah.
You understand? So they had to see it, and it will be shown all over the United States of the world. I was not host into anything. My name is Patricia Thomas, being a sound mind and my body. You heard that.
Thank you, sister.